Minister for Innovation, Industry, Science and Research, Senator Kim Carr. The Vice-Chancellor of the Australian National University, Professor Ian Chubb. Dr. Adrian Patterson, CEO of the Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation. Members of the science community, media representatives and colleagues. It's a real pleasure to welcome you all here this morning to the University of Melbourne for the launch of a very exciting initiative in research for Australia. My name is John Dewar. I'm the acting Vice-Chancellor of the University of Melbourne, and I'd like to begin proceedings by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. The importance of this occasion is reflected in the very welcome presence of Minister Kim Carr, whom I'll introduce in a moment. But could I also give a particular welcome to Vice-Chancellor Ian Chubb and to so many distinguished members of the science community from around Australia. The work of such a wide group of eminent people that has gone into forging this new collaboration is a measure of the great national importance of this research. And from the point of view of the University of Melbourne, it's wonderful to be able to host this morning's gathering. Now, look, I have to acknowledge my academic background is in law, so it's a real stretch for me to speak knowledgeably about the hot issues in accelerator science. But I can assure you that across the whole community of the university, there is enormous pride in the University of Melbourne's fine record of teaching and research at the leading edge of science, established now over many decades. So we're really pleased today to be taking a lead role in educating the next generation of accelerator scientists. I'd also like to say that at Melbourne, we place particular emphasis on contemporary principles in academic work, namely interdisciplinarity in research and teaching, and collaboration with colleagues and partners from other institutions. The Australian Collaboration for Accelerator Science will be a shining exemplification of these principles, bringing under one roof experts in the field from the University of Melbourne, from the Australian National University, the Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation, and the Australian Synchrotron. And the Synchrotron itself, as Minister Carr may choose to point out later, is in its own right one of the most significant investments by government in science in Australia for many years. But the recent advances in this field also include medical accelerators commissioned by government agencies and hospitals. So accelerator-based research is a wide and rapidly expanding field which will draw in new communities of educators and researchers in the years to come. I'll leave it to other speakers to enthuse further about the exciting new territory to be opened up by these recent investments and by this collaboration in particular. But I'd just like to highlight again that the University of Melbourne is absolutely delighted to be so closely involved in this collaboration. And we're delighted because it's a project which allows us to continue a tradition of excellence in physics research, which has seen our physics school engaged at the leading edge in particle physics for many decades. Now, as on many earlier occasions, it's a real pleasure to be able to share this important moment with Minister Kim Carr. Senator Carr, of course, needs little introduction to any of us, especially at the University of Melbourne, where he's part of the family, having graduated from here with not only a Bachelor of Arts, but also an MA and a diploma as well. But I should emphasise speedily that we expect no favours from him on this score, but it's always a pleasure to welcome him back. Now, to many people, Senator Carr's ministerial career is perhaps the best known part of his CV. But before he entered Parliament in 1993, he worked as a teacher and as a ministerial advisor. And in Parliament, as I'm sure many of you are well aware, Senator Carr has long shown a real commitment to questions of science and research, serving as shadow minister in that portfolio from 2001 to 2004, and again in 2006 to 2007 while on the opposition benches. Since the election of the Commonwealth Labour government in November 2007, he's been a member of the cabinet, serving as Minister for Innovation, Industry, Science and Research. No one is better placed than the minister to enthuse about the Australian Collaboration for Accelerator Science, So will you please join me now in welcoming Senator Kim Carr.
Acting Vice Chancellor, thank you for those kind words, and I know that you're not seeking special favours, unlike any other Vice Chancellor that I come across in my daily work. Is Nicholas Katsiris here? Hello, Nick. You know there's an election coming, don't you, when you see a state lib turn up to a federal function at a university. And so we obviously welcome you here today. Nicholas is a Victorian Shadow Minister for Innovation. Could I just acknowledge Dr. Ziggy Zuchowski, the Chair of ANSTO, Catherine Walter, the Chair of the Australian Synchrotron Board, my good friend Ian Chubb, Professor Ian Chubb, Vice Chancellor of the Australian National University, Professor Susan Corey, is she here today? Hello there. Dr. Robin Batterham, and members of the ANSTO and the Australian Synchrotron Board, scientists and friends of science, one and all. Look, at the risk of incurring the wrath of the Australian newspaper yet again, let me say, in a period of enormous cutthroat competition, it is remarkable to see that collaboration runs so deep in the Australian scientific community. Because it's collaboration rather than competition that actually drives innovation. It's collaboration that encourages people to measure themselves against the best while exposing themselves to different approaches and to different traditions. It fuels innovation by promoting the circulation of knowledge and of ideas. And it's that partnership that brings us here today. The Australian collaboration of the Accelerator Science will do all of these things and much, much more. And it's a testament to the vision of the four partners involved in this project. That is the Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation, the Australian Synchrotron, the University of Melbourne, and the Australian National University. It's a vision not only about what we study, but how we study it. And in an age of ever more complex problem solving, demanding ever more sophisticated solutions, the most productive way to study things, in my view, is often cooperatively. That is, bringing the skills and the resources of different disciplines and institutions to bear on a single challenge. An accelerator science is by its nature inherently interdisciplinary. It yields insights into everything from the origins of the universe into the prospects for this fragile planet. We use accelerators to study high energy physics, to produce radiopharmaceuticals, and to answer questions germane to nearly every scientific discipline, including medical science. And Australia has such a rich history in this field. In his new History of the Social Sciences in Australia, Professor Stuart McIntyre describes, and I quote, "the immense prestige Mark Oliphant enjoyed when he returned to Australia to construct his synchrotron with apparently an open checkbook." That is, it was immediately in the post-war years. Now, at least, lest anyone sort of immediately say, well, let's bring back the good old days, what Stuart is referring to there is the apparent capacity to have an open checkbook. That project never fulfilled Oliphant's expectations, but he still succeeded in exciting interest and inspiring excellence in accelerator science. And that tradition continues, and it does so with the full support of the Australian government. In fact, over the past 2 years, we've invested $25 million in the Centre for Accelerator Science at ANSTO, $37 million in the National Centre for Synchrotron Science, and $13 million for the medical beam line at the Australian Synchrotron, and some $10 million in the National Ion Accelerators project led by the University of Melbourne and the ANU. Now, these investments have significantly augmented the capabilities harnessed by this collaboration. And the collaboration itself, well, of course, will be all the greater than the sum of the individual bits of it. It will give us the critical mass that we need to meet these biggest challenges and the biggest opportunities that we face. It will be a platform for increased international collaboration, having attracted the attention of CERN, which you all will be aware is the home of the Large Hadron Collider, the incubator of the next generation projects such as the Compact Linear Collider, and is a hub for collaborations involving 85 nations and 585 institutions. The Australian Collaboration for the Accelerator Science has the potential to dramatically lift our profile at CERN and around the world. It is 4 years since the Australian synchrotron achieved the first light and 4 years since ANSTO's OPAL reactor first went critical. And so it's great that we are able to celebrate these anniversaries in this most useful of ways, by looking to the future and building something new. This includes a focus on our future research and our workforce needs, and especially it's pleasing to see that the partners in this collaboration have established programs to nurture tomorrow's accelerator scientists and technicians. So congratulations to ANSTO, the Australian Synchrotron, the University of Melbourne, and the Australian National University. If Sir Mark Oliphant was here today, he wouldn't just be smiling, he would be beaming. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Eddie Patterson. It's my privilege and pleasure today to follow on the remarks of Senator Carr, which I think have been challenging and inspiring, with a few thoughts about the importance of this relationship that we've developed over the last period of time. So, Senator Carr, colleagues, in South Africa, we would say all protocols observed, so that we can use the time for speaking. And I've just been challenged since I came to Australia about the possibilities that were virtually present in our accelerator community. My first visit to Canberra included a visit to the ANU, and the chaps at the ANU managed to get me into the accelerator area of the ANU on my first day in Canberra, and that was just fantastic. To find the deep texture of high energy physics, it's a fairly typically Australian type of investment, because just about everything has been taken from somebody else somewhere else in the world and reused, which I thought is just a great testament to the vision that people have to make things join up and work at a physical level. But of course, I started to realize that there's a community of people who can also join up and work together in a new way. In fact, it was Ernst Lorentz in 1929, reading a paper of a Norwegian colleague, who conceptualized the idea of an accelerator, a cyclotron. And it's interesting to me that at a time of financial crisis, he was probably short of funds and had to do thought experiments, and came up with the idea of a cyclotron, and in fact built one 2 years later in 1921. And next year in June, we will celebrate that anniversary, 80 years since the first cyclotron was conceptualized by Lorentz. Of course, it was a number of years later that Lorentz worked with Sir Mark Oliphant in conceptualizing the synchrotron, which he ultimately gave form to at Birmingham and then subsequently returned to Australia, as the minister has indicated. We often forget that accelerators are not really about the hardware. They're just an expression of the natural networks of people who work together to create these great innovations. And I just want to mention the names of the people who've been working together to put this together. Roger Rasool. Roger's on his way to Copenhagen for his father's 80th birthday. He would have loved to have been here. And it's appropriate that it was a Norwegian engineer who gave the idea to Ernst Lawrence of making a synchrotron. So he's closing the loop for us in Copenhagen. Mark Boland is from the synchrotron. Mark has been absolutely passionate about doing a new generation of synchrotron science. Recently, when I was at CERN, and we were meeting with a bunch of the students there who are working on the ATLAS detector, the huge detector at the Large Hadron Collider, we were talking about how exciting it was that some of the stuff that we are doing here in Australia is directly relevant to the next generation of accelerators. John Dodson from ANSTO and David Cohen have been critical in getting the community together. Nikolai Lobanov, David Hind. I met Jeff Taylor for the first time at CERN, and it was wonderful to talk to him about his vision for growing a generation of students who understand what is happening in the global setting. Greg LeBlanc from the Australian Synchrotron has also played a key role. These people have put together a wonderful set of ideas, which will include a school for accelerator science at the end of this year. It will include a new set of linkages to CERN, and it will include also leveraging our own investment in the country and making sure that our community works together in an effective way. So ultimately, for me, accelerators are important, but it is the people who make the next generation of accelerators possible. And there is a next generation of accelerators. As much as we're excited today about the Large Hadron Collider, there will be a new development which will go beyond that at higher energy and will teach us more about the beginnings of the universe. In exactly the same way, today we have the power of synchrotrons, but we already are busy with the development of free electron lasers. And there's a very strong program in Japan with which we need to connect more effectively. So we are building today a generation of people who will harvest the fruits of the accelerator work that is growing and developing around the world. And that translates most powerfully into health outcomes for our community. Accelerators have done more for health than any of the other developments out of the nuclear age. Today, many of you may not know this, we use electron accelerators, linear accelerators, in operation conditions. When we take a cancer out of a person, we roll in a portable linear accelerator and irradiate the wound area with electrons in order to treat the immediate disease. And so accelerator science has always turned into practical human application. And so it's my privilege and pleasure today, Minister and colleagues, to thank the team that has made this possible and to look forward to the opportunity of working to achieve the goals that the Minister has outlined. Thank you.
Thank you, John, for your warm welcome, and for you, Minister, for letting us know that some Vice-Chancellors ask you for favours, and since I learnt that this morning, I'll drop by this afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, ANU is delighted to be joining the University of Melbourne, ANSTO, and the Australian Synchrotron to strengthen our national capability in accelerator science. A lot of what I could have said has been said, so I won't repeat it, but let me just emphasise one particular point, and that is that I think that in a country like Australia, unless we work together in these key areas, we'll never be able to afford to work properly in those areas. I mean, the realistic issue is that even if Mark Oliphant might have imagined he had a blank cheque, and Vice-Chancellor number one of the ANU, I'm number 10, Vice-Chancellor number one would doubtless say, were he here, that Mark Oliphant spent as though he did have an open and blank cheque. But he may have had, he may not have had. But in those days, the times were different. The aspirations were similar. In fact, the aspirations were very much the same. But the cost of doing what was being done at that time is now so great that unless we and our institutions in Australia, in important areas, work together, then we will never be able to cut the mustard at a global level in a way that makes an impact at a global level. Now, I know that's not strictly true in every discipline, and I know it's not strictly true in every part of every discipline, but it's broadly correct that we have to join together to have the impact and to work on a scale that none of us could achieve if we tried to do it on our own. The ANU, of course, along with the University of Melbourne, particularly has long had an interest in education and research in physics, as well as other disciplines, I hasten to add, Minister, including yours. But it's important, I think, that Australia maintains strength in disciplines as fundamental to our knowledge, our stock of knowledge, the world stock of knowledge, as physics. We all know, and vice-chancellors and acting vice-chancellors and anybody with responsibility for the overall budgets in institutions know that research instrumentation in the physical sciences is expensive, it's complex, and it's expensive also to operate. And so the greater the collaboration, I think, the better the outcomes. Odie, I'm most impressed that you went into our accelerator facility at ANU and got out again. Every time I go there, I think it would be impossible to find your way out of that place, and I think some of the bits and pieces that you observed were not actually bits and pieces of equipment taken from around the world. They are bits and pieces of people who are still trying to find their way out of that out of that facility. But it's extraordinarily complex, and I mean, when I go there as a humble biological scientist, I'm just overawed by the complexity of what you need to be able to do the work that they do and to maintain a level of quality of work. Just being busy is not what it's about. Just doing something is not what it's about. It's doing something that's truly good, truly excellent, and truly does have an effect on the way people think fundamentally about the field. And if we can all do that together, then we'll have done well. We'll have done well by our funders, we'll have done well by institutions, and particularly importantly, we'll have done well by Australian community as well as the world community. I should also say that I'm particularly pleased to be joining this collaboration with the University of Melbourne. It is true that we lent you one of our alumni to be your Vice-Chancellor, and beyond that, we are probably the closest to siblings in the Australian university family, and it's always good to be able to do things closely with colleagues at the University of Melbourne in the variety of fields that we now do. So it's a particular pleasure to be here. It's a particular pleasure to commit ANU to this partnership and to assure all of you, including my colleagues from ANU who came down this morning especially to make sure that this was happening, that we will be committed to pulling our weight and making sure that this partnership delivers all the hopes and aspirations that we all hold for it. Thank you.
In a landmark collaboration, world-leading Australian science organisations have come together to form the Australian Collaboration for Accelerator Science, or ACAS. ACAS builds on existing research partnerships between four major scientific institutions, the Australian Synchrotron, the University of Melbourne, Australian National University, and the Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation, ANSTO. The collaboration aims to develop Australia's next generation of accelerator science knowledge and expertise, and to educate and train future generations of young scientists.
The Australian Collaboration for Accelerator Sciences brings together our passionate and committed community to develop a new set of educational programs, bring in a new generation of researchers. It links us to a global community where there are major developments in accelerator science right around the world. And finally, the new investment from government creates a platform that allows us to reach higher for the future.
The field underpins technology which enables scientific advances, including enhanced medical imaging, improved treatments against disease, and stronger and more resilient materials. Future projects include the development of a linear collider in which scientists will be able to probe in finer detail the discoveries of the Large Hadron Collider, and in doing so unlock the mechanisms of matter and how it was formed in the universe. The development of high-speed images of single molecules never achieved before in diseases such as malaria. More sensitive spectral X-ray imaging, allowing more specific imaging of the human body, unifying the delivery of therapeutic radiation and medical imaging for more targeted tumour therapy.
Accelerator science is pivotal to modern medicine. The understanding of the interaction of radiation and matter is critical for us to actually predict the interaction of radiation and biological matter. And through this, we can develop new technologies that help both in curative and diagnostic medicine.
The Australian Synchrotron is an accelerator-based facility that enables great science in chemistry, in physics, in medicine, in biology. As accelerator scientists, we need to continue to develop to stay ahead of the game so we can continue to enable the science in those other fields. Over the past decade, we've used international experts to come in and build up the local community of accelerator scientists. We are now in the great position to be able to give back to that international community and to contribute to big science projects.
Well, it's so exciting to see that the vision of accelerator scientists amongst Australia really working together in this collaboration. And this is so important for fundamental research that underpins all of these activities. And the synergies that come from this collaboration will lead to great things in the future.
The collaboration not only aims to enhance Australia's capacity for accelerator science, but also to nurture the next generation of scientists.
For a relatively small country, we're so fortunate in Australia to have such magnificent infrastructure where we get the opportunity to train our young students, students of high calibre in the area of accelerator science, and then provide the opportunities for them to exchange internationally and to open their minds so that they provide the ideas for the next generation of technology.
For more information, visit acas.physics.unimelb.edu.au.
We move now to the consummation of this collaboration, if you like, and that is the signing of the Memoranda of Understanding between the four collaborating partners. So what I'd like to do now is to invite representatives from each of the four parties to move forward and to sign the memoranda. So please come forward and...
So I declare the memoranda duly signed, and it's now my real pleasure to invite you all to join us for refreshments and to close proceedings. Thank you very much indeed.